Hello. Nobody in particular. Wednesday, sunshine. Woohoo! But seriously, folks, I'm nobody in particular. James Eugene Zediker in Phoenix, Arizona. Old man, long hair, hippie, beard, blah, blah, blah. Peace, love, dove. Now, I've got a lesson, a concept, a thought for those who are thinking. And it's wrapped up in a term you won't find in the Bible or in most dictionaries, because it really doesn't have anything much to do with the general experience outside of one family. And the family is the family of Isaac, Jacob, etc. And the term is verblunget. It's a uniquely Jewish term wrapped in Yiddish, connected to some other terms, but verblunget is a condition. It's a present and functional condition. It started, or the root would be, let's say, the diaspora, the families of the Jewish tribes spread across the world to minimize their effect, or if not to minimize their effect, to signal that there was no clear understanding of what could bring hope, if you will. For Blunget, it was in the shit. And that doesn't mean you couldn't get out of it, but let's look. What did it mean? Well, it meant they lost their way. It meant that what they thought they had in the way in the past was a forgotten thing under pressure, and they did the rituals without the understanding. Their hearts were torn, confused, damaged, battered, beaten. Verblunget. It was in the shit. It was in the shit. Now, in a lot of circles, there's a terminology, the three parts, snafu, tarfu, and foobar. Things are fouled up. Situation normal. All fouled up, snafu. Tarfu, a little bit more difficult to deal with, the heavier things. Things are really fouled up. And then foobar. Fouled up beyond recognition. I heavily want to emphasize foobar is where Verblunget lives. They're not so much different, but in a big way they are very much different, because it stands for an entire culture, not just an individual who's days gone bad, but an entire culture, an entire tribe, an entire people are caught in a broken dream, and they've lost their way for bludgeon. Think of that. Think of it. Just roll that word around in your mouth a couple times. Verblunget. Verblunget. And imagine sitting around figuring where you're going next. Looking up. Knowing where you are is verblunget. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Because verblunget is also a call to action, a call to progress, if possible. It's not a death knell. It's a warning. It's a condition of warning. Things could get worse. Right now, they're verblunget. There's a way out. All right. James E. Zediker, nobody in particular. We're working on Preacher Joey. He's going to try to do the thing. He's going to lead you through, I think, a 3-sermon event. As it goes, welcome to the world. Like, subscribe, send us a buck. Yeah, you don't have to. We're going to do this anyway. But if you love us, like us. Thank you. Nobody in particular. I'm waiting for verblunget. Look around. Look around. Verblunget. Verblunget. Yeehaw!